week two of high school basketball, at least as far as we're concerned at Las Vegas Sun. Prep Sports Now, Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer. Going to talk a little basketball heading into the holiday break here. Right after we remind you that this podcast is brought to you by the Zero Teen Fatalities Program. Zero may not be a good number for a football team or basketball team in this case, but it's the only acceptable number when it comes to teen fatalities on Nevada's roads. Be a zero, always buckle up, watch out for pedestrians, and don't drive distracted. Brewer, it's kind of a weird week. Some of the teams are transitioning out, going to be on a little break until school starts back up after the holidays, but we also have a lot of holiday tournaments in town. I know kind of headlined by the Tarkanian Classic over at Bishop Gorman, but always a bunch of schools involved in tournaments all across the valley this time of year.
Yeah, it's a good time of year to get ready for league play. I know Canyon Springs goes up to Seattle for a tournament, and it is one of those weeks where the kids not only get some good competition, but they kind of bond together. And Freddie Banks over there really thinks that it's what gives them a leg up when they get back to local play. And I agree, anytime you have an opportunity to, you know, get out there on the road, sleep in a hotel room, you know, you seem to like each other a little better.
Yeah. So, it's a good thing, going on. Gets to, you get to play some better competition. I know a lot of the better teams in town, you look at, they already have some losses. A lot of them are losses to, national competition, or at least not in state. So we'll see how these teams come out. I know a big game you're going to be at is Clark and Modern Day, who's I guess annually good at everything, it seems like, but also a California powerhouse in basketball. And I know Gorman will have some marquee games in the Tarkanian too.
Yeah, and you know, Modern Day obviously has a Stanley Johnson, who is a top 10 recruit. He's,
I even know who that is. Yeah. I don't follow recruiting that close, but I know who that is, and I didn't even know he went to Modern Day.
He's committed to Arizona, and it's a big test for Clark. Clark is no doubt Nevada good. They're a favorite to win the Division I-A state championship, and they're looking at this as an opportunity to make a splash. There's 100 credentialed media for the Tarkanian Classic, so you play on the main floor on Thursday, all eyes are on you. It's a great chance for Clark to get a pretty good notch in its belt, and I'm pretty excited for those guys.
Absolutely. We still got some games coming up before that. We're going to get to the picks later in the podcast, but just to look over some of the teams and what they've done since we talked last week. Arborview now 9-0. And not only are they 9-0, but they're doing it impressively. They're winning big almost every game. Even last night, they won pretty big, despite Basic kind of giving them a scare, taking Arborview to overtime. Arborview pulled away in overtime, won 87-76. Another big night from Justin Burks. But it hasn't only been Burks. Terrell Butler, maybe one of the more underrated players in town, scoring a ton. They played arch rival Centennial last Friday.
Which is a game I want to talk about, because I had Centennial and you had Arborview. Centennial ends up winning, but nobody's talking. I mean, Arborview ends up winning. Nobody's talking about the Arborview victory, though. They're talking about one play.
Give it to me, because I don't even know. I just looked at the score, and I was kind of looking over Centennial season, and I don't know about the play
I'm
yet.
Trying to find the video for you. It might take a few seconds. As I look for it, great podcasting here.
Yeah, why are we watching the video?
I'm trying to find you the video, because this is what I wanted to talk to you about the whole show. Troy Brown, Centennial's great freshman, steals the ball. He's on the fast break, headed for a dunk. Justin Burks catches him from behind, blocks it against the backboard. Everybody goes crazy.
Nice.
Foul called on the play.
Oof.
Okay.
So now the debate's if it's a foul?
No, the debate is, for me, is the Troy Brown kid is devastated on Twitter. He's saying, it won't happen again. I'll throw it down. My sophomore, junior, senior years, we're going to get Arborview. Arborview's like, because, you know, there's the rivalry there. They're like, you got swatted. Justin Burks is the man. You know, everybody's, you know, kind of ripping this Troy Brown kid who's a freshman and he's really, really good. He's probably the best. Here's the play. He's the best player on the court. you know, he'll be the best player as you watch the clip.
I mean, that's not – I don't think the kid should be devastated from this. I mean, it happens.
He got fouled too. Does it count if you foul the guy? I mean, you could have closed line. I mean, the foul was obviously questionable. I mean, it was a foul, right?
Yeah, it was probably a foul. But also, even if it wasn't, I mean, what, Troy Brown's 14 or 15? I know he has, like, just ridiculous expectations, and he's supposed to be this, you know, huge player for Las Vegas.
The next great talking one, about him. Yeah.
But still, I mean, stuff like that happens. It's not like, I don't know. I think it's probably being overblown.
I think it is, too. Now, to Troy Brown's credit, here's a kid who, I don't want to say he's embarrassed, but he expects better of himself, and maybe that's what makes him such a good player, or has the potential to be such a good player, because the kid's not content with what he's accomplished, and he thinks he should be better than Justin Burks, who's arguably the best player in town.
Probably best senior.
Best senior in town, yeah. Without a doubt, best senior in town. And it obviously speaks volumes about Troy Brown, but one play kind of symbolizes Arborview's victory. They were down at halftime, as I suspected, and then they muscled their way to victory to remain undefeated.
Right. And here's the other thing. He might not have to wait till next year, and think there's a pretty good chance these teams will play in the playoffs, I would think. I mean, Arborview's going to win their division, if I had to guess right now. And
Centennial will be the two.
Centennial is going to be the two, I think, almost without a doubt. Now, I think Centennial, despite that loss to Arborview, they lost by, I think, 7. I may have said the score earlier. I think Centennial might be one of the teams you're most excited about the way they've started. Now, I know you could probably counter and say they haven't really played that great a competition, but they're 8-1. We were wondering how this team's going to bounce back. They lost their two best players, the Allen twins, but they've got like 7 guys that are doing it for them on a nightly basis. They've beaten some pretty tough teams. I mean, they beat Palo Verde by double digits twice. I know Palo's not great, but that's still a rivalry. They beat Green Valley, who's been decent. They beat Coronado by double digits. At the beginning of the year, you had Centennial number 10 in your top 10 rankings. Right now, if I'm doing the top 10, I have Centennial higher than that based on how they've started.
And I can't dispute that. And Khalil Thompson has been lights out for Centennial. I think he made 6 three-pointers in the loss to Arborview, and he's a guy right now who's really stepped into that role as, you know, the team leader. I know a lot of people talk about, you know, Troy Brown, but let's not forget Khalil Thompson. He's a senior. It's his team. He's a driver of the bus, and they still have Eddie Davis on the inside, who also has a nice little mid-range game as well. So Centennial's a team that not only are they going to make the playoffs, they're going to be a pretty tough out and kind of possibly trying to get back to where they were last year, the state championship game.
Right. I mean, like you said, I think this is Khalil Thompson's team, guy to look out for all year, but I think they've been getting a lot out of those complimentary parts. Eddie Davis had a nice year. Different games, they've been different leading scorers. Aaron Turner, Garrett Shear, Raekwon Stewart. It just seems like a pretty good team effort. I think that they're going to be a team to look out for. Before we move on to the picks, some other teams to talk about. What about the other side? It looks like the Southeast is very down this year.
They're not as strong as they used to be. Mm-hmm. Not as strong as they used to be. You know, Foothill lost a few kids to some key injuries. I still think Foothill's the team to beat, but there's a lot of parity in that league, with the exception, I guess, of Del Sol that lost, I think, by 40 to Green Valley last Friday. And you're right. I think it is down. With that said, I think the Northeast is pretty strong with Canyon. GV's been great, right? Or they've been serviceable.
GV's been
serviceable.
Above
average.
Yeah.
They're still tough as nails to beat at home.
Yeah, all their games have pretty much been close, it seems like.
And Vegas is obviously in the mix, right?
Yeah, Vegas and Valley are both
in the mix.
Really good. I mean, Valley beat Coronado by... Last week on the show, I think we talked about this game and thought it was going to be close. Valley went out and beat them by like 20.
And then Valley lost to Clark.
Yeah.
And Canyon lost to Clark.
Mm-hmm.
So Clark right there is showing how good it is. And speaking about good efforts in a loss, Bishop Gorman played Oak Hill on Saturday. They were up. Oak Hill's a national power. And Gorman got into a little foul trouble with Zimmerman and Jeter. couldn't quite get it done, but Gorman playing some national exposure games, just like they'll get this week with the Tarkanian Classic.
Yep, for sure.
Rebotham's been on fire.
Yeah, like Rebotham, I think in that game had...
He had 30 in one game. I think
he might have had like 25 in the Oak Hill game or something like that.
And Jeter got had a bagel until about midway through the third quarter.
Mm-hmm. So pretty good start for Gorman. Looks like they're going to be as good as we thought they were. I think it's been good to see Rebotham start as hot as he has because, I mean, we're both really high on him.
The thing that I like about Noah is he's such a good kid, man. He's so fun to talk to and really, like, you know, passes the ball well, the teammates. And he's like everything you want in a senior point guard, you know, for whatever it's worth. So looking forward to the Tark Classic this weekend. Finley Prep is staying home to play. Montrose Christian's in town. Obviously Mater Dei. Durango's also in the tournament. We had mentioned Paris Estrada last week. He's done for the year. Tore his ACL and his meniscus. Feel so bad for that kid because, you know, as a freshman, he was getting recruited by UNLV and Lon Kruger was at his games. Now as a senior, it's like, well, hopefully we could find somebody to take our injured player.
Right.
So let's get to the picks, kid.
All right.
Give us the record.
If only I can find them. We need to...
We got to get that fixed.
We need to get this on the high school basketball page. All right. You are one game ahead of me. You went 8-2. I went 7-3 in the first week. Last year, you went 53-16. I went 42-27.
Okay.
Which is the best record any of us have posted in basketball by like 8 games, by the way.
Winning percentage?
I was actually just going by games. I think the year before I won 46 wins. Last year you won by 53.
And this is our last go-round of picks in 2013, right?
Wow, yep. Farewell to 2013. And we start in division – oh, I forget these – God,
there's some games tonight, so we'll
– Yeah, there are some games tonight, so we'll get through these real quick. But I still get messed up by the realignment. These teams actually aren't in the same division anymore. Green Valley – at Foothill. Foothill, still the favorites in the Southeast, as you said. Green Valley, 2-3, but has been playing really tough in the Northeast. The game is at Foothill.
I pick Foothill because they're tough at home, and I still think they're going to figure it out by the end of the year. With that said, Tyrell Crosby has been playing like a 6'6" athletic big man should be, and he might be a difference maker. At least he gets the most out of his 5 fouls later in the year.
Right. I picked Green Valley. I know it would be an upset, especially on the road, but I kind of like what they're doing. Like I mentioned before, keeping every game close. Foothill might have some defensive issues. It seems like they're giving up a ton of points every game. The thing with them is they can still outscore you with Austin Starr and some of the other pieces, but I'm going to say Green Valley in a close game.
And that game's like in 3 hours. So.
Right. Another game is in like 3 hours, Legacy and Basic.
The Wolfpack played Arborview tough last night. They get a Legacy team that is definitely rebuilding. I take Basic, even though I'm not happy that they had to play overtime yesterday.
Yeah, I'm going to take Basic, too. What's with all these back-to-back games?
Just There's trying to get as week. Many games in before the break as you can.
All right, well, we got to mention this next team because we talked about the Northeast and didn't mention them, but Silverado is actually undefeated. I know they haven't played the best competition either, but 5-0, that means something. They are hosting El Dorado tonight. I guess maybe before you knew anything about these two teams this year, just at the end of last year, you would have thought El Dorado was the better program, but so far not the case. Silverado beat Basic by 20 on Friday. Basic turns around and almost beats Arborview, who's probably the third best team in town. So some things looking up over at Silverado.
Yeah, and I guess you could easily argue that if Silverado was in the Southeast, they'd be either the first or second best team. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, you could argue. I think Coronado probably gets it together, but I think right now they would be the second best team.
Coronado does have a lot of talent, so you're right. I think they do eventually get it together. Eldo at Silverado, I took the Skyhawks, right?
You did, and I had to agree with you. Joe Baldy and Isaiah Glover, watch out for those guys. Austin Hunt, another one.
Yeah, one of those kids played on the Halloween Hoops team, and he made like 2 threes, I think, for us.
We need to figure out which kid it was. I don't remember all their names.
Neither do I, but he was short.
All right. The next game is Canyon Springs at Palo Verde. Another game that's tonight. Last one tonight.
And I took Canyon.
Yeah, I took Canyon. I think they're another team in that conversation. I think right now, in my eyes, Clark has clearly established themselves as the second best team in town. And then I think behind them is probably Arborview, Canyon, DP.
Wow, Mike Uzain will kill you.
No, I'm not saying in that. I'm not saying in that order. Oh, okay. I mean, you could debate it. I know DP won it last year, but look at what Clark's done so far this year. There's no way I'm not putting Clark second.
Dude, I'm not debating that. All I know is that DP will never, ever, ever say they're the second best team.
Well, of course, I mean, they shouldn't. And yeah. I actually wasn't putting them fifth. I was just putting them
in the conversation.
I think the conversation for 3 through 5 are those teams.
Okay.
Look, DP has a 5-point loss to Canyon Springs, so no way they're ahead of them.
Without Malik Davis and Rakeith.
Still goes down as a
loss.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
So I have Desert Pines fourth at best.
Okay.
That's the case key for
but
me.
You have,
this means nothing.
You have Canyon, though, against PV, right?
Yeah, Canyon against PV.
We agree. Okay.
Wednesday night, Sierra Vista at Bonanza. Sierra Vista may be going to be a little better than we expected this year. They're 7-2 and playing pretty well.
They are playing pretty well, and Bonanza's having a hard time scoring. I'll take the Mountain Lions.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Mountain Lions, too. There's a kid I mentioned in the picks last week who's had a big year. Trying to get his name. Miko Balms. Watch out for him and Giovanni Santana. Two guys to look out for. Desert Pines at Green Valley, the next game. Green Valley getting in the picks twice this week. Busy week.
Green Valley is just tough to pick against at home. The Instigator Nation really makes things tough. And I could see the Desert Pines kids probably getting rattled going into that environment. With that said, I just think DP's probably got a little more talent, a little more roster depth, and I took the Jags.
Yeah, I think the Jags are going to win here, too. We can settle one of our talks from earlier about where since Silverado would land in the Southeast, because Thursday they go to Coronado, who has started 0-3, but has some chances to get a win this week.
0-3 with losses to Centennial, to Clark, and to who else?
Someone else pretty decent.
Yeah, so it's I think this – I picked Coronado, but I might be regretting it a little bit after you gave me the Silverado stats. But I got the Cougs. I'm going to stick with the Cougs at home to get the W, baby.
Yeah, Coronado, Valley, Centennial, and Clark. It's a pretty brutal early schedule. But what sticks out to me is they did lose to Centennial by 11 points. That's a game that I think you would have thought's pretty close, right? You would have thought those are two of the better teams in town, but not the absolute elite teams, and they didn't perform all that well in that game.
First game of the year, I think.
Second,
okay.
Clark was the first game. Has me a little worried. Silverado, too, plays such good defense. I know that's always their thing, even in down years, but this year, I mean, they're holding people to below 40 points regularly and stuff, so I could see Silverado giving them a tough time, but I just have a feeling that Coronado's going to get on the right track.
It kind of sounds like both of us, if we had to do it over again, we might go the other way.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Coronado, but I wouldn't be surprised either way. Okay. It's like 52-48. Palo Verde at Basic.
Who did I take? Palo in this game?
You went with
Palo. I took Palo. Okay. Basic with a busy week, man.
Yeah.
Three home games against three opponents from the other side of the world.
You know I loved Basic last year. And Antre Johnson is back, of course. So,
but obviously they have more than just one player. Not a lot of hype, though, at Basic on this basketball team.
For sure. I'm going to go Basic here. Palo last week really let me down. I picked him in the upset against Vegas, and they lost by like 400 points.
Hey, Ray Smith.
Yeah, that's true.
Shout out to everybody. We'll be back. Is this our last podcast of 20?
Well, we got two more games.
Oh, do we? I'm sorry. I could count to 10 with the best of them. Go ahead.
Yeah. The next game is Canyon Springs and Cimarron.
I took Canyon.
And I took Canyon as well. Loving what Jared Davis is doing early in the season.
I love Jordan Davis. Go ahead. You've loved Jared Davis for years.
Oh, every time the guy plays, he puts up like 20 points.
Whenever you're there. Freddie called. He wants you at every game the rest of the season.
Really? Oh, I gotcha. I haven't been at a game this year. I've just seen the box scores, and I think he's their leading scorer so far, despite being on a star-studded team. And then the last game is Sierra Vista and Liberty.
Liberty is not that good right now. I took the Lions.
Really? I went with Liberty. Okay. Tyler Newman.
Wow.
Another standout double sport athlete.
Tyler Newman is phenomenal, but basketball is a five-person game. And Tyler Newman has been playing football for – his last football game was Saturday.
But he's still playing basketball last week too. Special athlete.
Special athlete.
Okay. I'm taking Liberty. We're on opposite sides here.
All right. What was our $5 bet last week?
Did we have one?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
I have no idea, and it's going to be hard to go back and listen because
our audio was messed up.
I think it was
the Centennial Arbor game.
Oh, then I won, right?
I had points. I got points.
Yeah, I think it was 5.5.
5.5, then you probably did
win. And I think they won by 7.
I get it.
That was good line making.
That was good.
All right.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Whatever.
I love that song.
Okay.
All right, listen, don't get dunked on. Is this it for 2012, 2013?
This is it for 2013.
It's been a great year. And I'd like to shout out to our friends at the Department of Public Safety. Their kind support of our podcast allows us to talk high school sports with you guys and to recognize athletes who might not go recognized if it wasn't for their kind support. Buckle up. Do the right thing. Don't text and drive. Get to your next game. Happy New Year. Happy holidays from Case and I. We'll talk to you guys in the new year.